Yes, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Rob. How are we doing?
Doing just fine. A tremendous week for you guys, getting a couple of conference road wins, coming from 10 down to win at the buzzer at Towson, and then winning by 5, 91-86 up at Drexel on Saturday. Give me your perspective on the two games last week.
Well, what's the old coaching axiom? Anytime you win on the road, it's an upset. And so, you know, and then the other thing that coaches always talk about is how conference road wins are like gold. So, you know, anytime you get a road win, you just got to be elated. You know, against arguably the toughest team in the conference, you know, a team that's as physical as anybody, a team that really defends and rebounds, and, you know, a lot of things that we aren't, and we still found a way to pull that one out. It was one of those games you got to watch the tape just to see how it happens. But, you know, great win, proud of our guys. I thought we had some guys do some special things at the end of that game. We had Hunter Sabady, you know, come up, kind of carve out kind of a loose ball rebound type of action there, and he was able to do that. And Justin made a great pass. Everybody wants to talk about his scoring, but I thought he really, you know, he did a great job. His composure was great. He caught that outlet pass. He found the clock. Knew exactly what he could do in that amount of time, and Jalen Ray sprinted down the floor and hoisted one up, and, you know, we got lucky. So, great win on the road, and then we were able to get another one at Drexel, and, you know, we weren't as good down the stretch as we need to be, but, you know, found a way to hang on there. So, you know, good week for us, and now it's time to move on. I mean, it's all about the win, lose, or draw. It's all about the next play, the next action. So our guys got to be ready to go, because it's going to be, you know, we're going to play a team that's feeling really good about themselves, and they should. They're playing well. You know, we're tied. So the game's for second place. So we're excited.
With all the success your team has had in these close games this year, do you sense something special of this group? And what has enabled them to have the kind of success that they've had?
Yeah, we've had some almost miraculous finishes, and you feel good about them, and it's a special thing. You know, some teams just have that quality where they, you know, they never say never, they never quit, they always believe they can do something special, and we've done that. Now, you know, from a coaching point of view, you'd like for it to not be in those situations at the end. I mean, not so much the Towson game, but the other two games we're able to do that. We felt like we shouldn't have been in that situation. Thank God we pulled it out, but you know, we shouldn't be in that situation. So that's the battle cry around here. Let's play better. So even though we're doing these things that are getting us on Sports Center, we'd rather have a boring 10-point win than a, you know, exciting, miraculous last second shot win.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Ruth.
We have a question from Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. You know, you've touched on it a little bit there, and we've all talked about it throughout this call this morning, but what Justin is doing this year has just been, you know, pretty spectacular. When you're setting up the offense and getting things ready to go, how do you scheme for him? Do you just let him go at? I mean, what's the plan when you've got somebody who is playing at the level that he's playing at right now?
Well, you know, I mean, geez, you got to give him all the credit. I mean, he just, you know, from a coaching perspective, I mean, I don't know if we're doing anything different. We try to get the ball in his hands. I mean, who wouldn't do that for a guy that can score? But, you know, the rest of the magic, if you want to call it that, is probably not magic. It's just an incredible skill that he has. Is that he you know, does what he does. He scores. You know, it's amazing what he does. So, we still there? I just heard some noises.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Okay. I'm good. It's amazing what, you know, quite frankly, I think it's amazing what Rokas Gustis does. I don't know how he gets so many rebounds. I mean, he's, you know, people talk about points. People don't talk about rebounds. I mean, he had like 43 rebounds, not this past week, the week before, in two games. I mean, he's been incredible too. So, but that's the way our game is. People talk about scores, and Justin is worth talking about because he's a terrific scorer.
But it also seems like he's, when teams do manage to get a stop on him, maybe put him in a bad spot, he manages to find that extra pass to the right person. You were talking about that a little bit earlier. Just his decision-making seems to be at a higher level than anybody else right now in the conference, at least.
Well, I I think his poise, his composure, and his maturity are what make him different than last year. I mean, he, believe it or not, he could score like this last year, but he would get a little flustered. He would get a little frustrated. He would not see the next play, see the next pass, see a better option. I mean, he leads us in assists as well. I mean, he's I don't have it exactly right, but I think he's one of. It's only happened five times this year where somebody has scored 35 points and gotten six assists and five rebounds, and he's done it two of those five times. So, you know, he is drawing a lot of attention, and he always will. But you know, he's also making people pay when they leave somebody open.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe, you touched on Jalen Ray coming up big for you and hitting that game winner against Towson. That's the second time he's done it this season. And just maybe talk about the ability to have a freshman who wants to step up and hit big shots in clutch situations.
Yeah, he's beyond his years as far as believing in yourself as a shooter. I mean, he just doesn't get rattled. You know, he just doesn't. Some people make a shot and they just want to jump up and down and bang their chest and, you know, run around like they've never done it before. He just has that confidence of a shooter where he thinks you're supposed to make shots. I mean, I stood in the gym one day after practice and watched him make 115 foul shots in a row. I mean, and he just wasn't even, he just kept, and it wasn't like they were clanking in either. It was just swish, 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 swish. I mean, it doesn't mean anything to him to make a shot because he just feels like you're supposed to. So it's great quality, and I'm glad he's shooting them for us.
As you said, battle for among teams tied for second place on Thursday with Delaware coming to your place. What has impressed you about Delaware's team?
They just have Martin is just getting everything he can out of those guys. It's an impressive. He really. It's funny. You know, Mike Bray when Martin got the job. Of course, Mike Bray was there. He's a good friend of. He's a good friend. Somebody I've known since my days at DeMassa. And I remember Mike say Martin is a young me, meaning Martin's a young Mike Bray. And it's amazing how similar their styles are. I mean, Mike Bray finds a way to beat Syracuse at Syracuse without Bonzi Colson. Martin's got some guys banged up, and he still gets his team believing in themselves and playing their game and, you know, just getting every ounce of whatever he can get out of those guys out of them. So, you know, it's they're a solid team. We're tied for second. It's going to be a great game. I mean, it's going to be, you know, two teams that are, you know, playing well and, you know, going to try to do the same thing, win a game.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking time with us this morning. Appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
Thank you.